Hello, hello, and welcome to our message. Welcome to our message this evening. If anyone has opened this message as a podcast, we ask that you understand this is a live teleconference meeting. So people are going to be dialing in from all over the place. We're going to start in about 3 to 5 minutes in order to give them a chance to get here. And any time, if you've opened this from the website or podcast, anytime you'd like to join Freedom's Way on our live teleconference meetings, they're held every Monday and Friday evening at 8:30. You would dial 605-475-2090 and enter your access code 373-363-pound. You can also go online to freedomswayministries.com for more information about us and ways to support our ministry. So, if you would like to say hello, please do.
Hello, Vicki.
Hi, Pastor Vicki. It's Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Vicki.
Can you wait a minute?
Anybody else want to say hello so far?
Hi, Vicki.
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Jim.
Hey,
is that Charlotte with you?
Yep, I'm here.
How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. Thank you. I think I also heard. Who did I hear? Did I hear Jesse?
That's me.
This is Steve Ashley.
Okay.
This is Claudia.
Say that again. Hey, Claudia.
Hello, this is Helen.
Hi, Helen. Welcome.
Good to be here.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody's going to be on time tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, we're excited about what the Lord's been doing. And tonight's message, it may be a refresher for some of you, which is something that we all need, especially if we're going to be moving in the kingdom of God and helping other people so that we know how things come about and how to help them. We also get deceived and drawn away into things that we don't even realize we have been. So we're glad you're here. Anybody else want to say hello before we start?
Hi, Vicki. It's Steve Ashley.
Hey, Steve. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Yep. It's great to be here.
Thanks, sir. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Okay. Anybody else? If nobody else wants to say hello, I am going to mute your telephones. And we will get started tonight. Oh, hallelujah.
Good evening and welcome. This is Freedom's Way Ministries Monday night teaching, and we are going to have an exciting teaching tonight. My name is Phil Burdett. I'm here with my wife, Vicki, and we are here to help you in any way to come into your full, true identity in Christ and be all God designed you to be in these latter days. So we are so glad that you're with us. You will be blessed tonight. And so I'm going to go ahead and pray us in and get us started. We have a lot of material. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we can become acquainted with you, that we can learn your ways, that we can grow in you to be more like you in everything we say and do. And that is our goal, so we can reflect your glory in the earth. And thank you for teaching us the things we need to know to reach that point to where we can glorify you in all that we say and do. So thank you, Lord, for your presence. Thank you for your anointing on this word. We say, Holy Spirit, have your way in this meeting tonight. You can do and direct whatever you would like to see happen. We thank you for your presence, Lord. And Lord, we just, in the name of Jesus, I just turn aside any assignment from hell that would try to block or blunt or distract this message away, that it would have its full power to help us grow. I say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for your power and anointing on this, powering us, Lord, to do your will on the earth. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Hon. Woo. Hallelujah. This is a subject that many, many people in the body of Christ ask about, they pray about, they seek God for help with this issue. So we're going to teach you now concerning spirits of addiction. Our goal is not just to tell you where addictions come from, but also to help you identify addictive spirits that may be working in your own lives, even without your knowledge, because they are very sneaky, hallelujah. Every one of us is susceptible to addictions. Not one person is immune from this deceitful thief, because all addictions are rooted in the need to be loved. We are made in God's image, and God is love. 1 John 4:8, 1 John 4:16, they both tell us very clearly, God is love. Praise the Lord. And what that tells me is, he cannot not love me. He cannot not love you, because he is love. There is no other part of God our Father. He is love. Now, when we're far from God, so that we can't truly recognize his love for us, and we're not nurtured and loved by others, then that addictive spirit has a legal right to lead us into his trap. You see, our enemy has lulled us in areas of our lives that bring separation from God. And when you are separated from him, even in just that area of your life, then Satan ensnares you and controls you, usually through an addiction to something. It doesn't have to be a big addiction to ruin your life either, although some addictions can cause ruination more quickly than others do. But when people say they're addicted, or that person is addicted, or whatever, they're generally referring to something that's very easily recognizable in the world, alcohol or drugs or whatever it is. But we're going beyond that, folks. Addiction is far more than what's easily recognized in the world.
That is true. People are addicted to so many different things. Sex, relationships, gambling, food, alcohol, working. You can even become addicted to religion.
And I also want to add here, you can even become addicted to deliverance. You know, you feel so good when you get free of something, and you seek that feel good again, so you open the door to that thing, and you just keep going through this cycle.
It's amazing.
Something to ponder. That's when... Well, I said you can even become addicted to religion. And I guess that's where deliverance comes in. And it's not really religion. It's deliverance. It's freedom.
But religion, you know, you make your daily regimen into a law.
Amen. If you religiously read 4 chapters a day or 4 hours a day, say, I've heard people tell me I pray 4 hours a day, and I go, you know, I'd like to know how they do that, but at any rate. But when you've made your daily regimen into a law and you feel guilty and miserable if you miss doing something on your list of things to do for God, that is the same type of addictive spirit that we're talking about.
Sure.
The operative word there is your list and not his. So just if God told you to do that, then do it, and you will have no sorrow in it. It will not be a strain. It will not be work. So what God wants of us is us on his terms and not ours. God does not want us bound by the enemy in any area. That is not his desire. He wants us bound by nothing, not drugs, alcohol, cigarettes, or even chocolate or coffee. But the good news is in Psalm 103:8, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He is waiting and ready to free you of addictions today through his great love for you.
Amen.
So what is an addiction? If 2 Peter chapter 2 talks about unrighteousness and describes addictions, in verse 14, saying the following, having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children.
Wow. Wow. Let's break that verse down and really take a look at what does it mean. When we do break it down and go into the meanings of the words and go into the Strong's and the roots and all of that, we see the spirit world hard at work. If you go back up to verse 10, you'll find a mixture of spirit beings influencing the children of God to lend them their members for sin and leading the children of God off into a backslidden state of existence. So back up if you're in 2 Peter chapter 2, and let's go to verse 9. It says this, the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Hallelujah. That's pretty clear. That is very encouraging. So God knows how to deliver us from temptation so that we don't allow it to become sin in our lives. Now, I looked up that word unjust. The unjust translates wicked, treacherous, heathen. Now, it would seem to me that refers to both the unsaved person, that's the heathen, and to evil spirits, that's wicked, treacherous. And then it goes on, but chiefly, that means to the greatest degree, them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness. Walk after the flesh. What does that mean? To walk after the flesh literally means to go back to travel or live to the back in the past, your old ways, in a human body, longing for contamination. So does any of us have a desire to contaminate ourselves? I don't think we do. So this must mean there are spirits, evil spirits, seeking a way to get back into the flesh. They have no bodies. They have no physical being. So they want to get back into the flesh, your body, my body, and despoil it. So what happens then? Well, let's keep reading. Presumptuous are they. We're talking about these evil spirits. Self-willed, they're not afraid to speak evil of dignities. So this literally says these beings are daring, they are arrogant, they please themselves by blaspheming, speaking evil of dignities means blaspheming very apparent glory. Now, that's the spiritual meaning. Evil spirits accuse and blaspheme the glory of God, which happens to be his saints, you and I. We are the glory carriers. The physical manifestation becomes that the person hosting this evil spirit becomes rebellious and lashes out against authority. And then the scripture reproves us by pointing out that even angels don't bring accusations before God. That means they don't carry them near, they don't carry them at or in the vicinity of the Lord. He doesn't want to hear that stuff. And then in verse 12, it says, but these, as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed, speak evil of the things they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. There are two things that tell us this is not the person. Natural brute beast here translates instinctive, irrational living things. It does not translate as people. The second thing that tells us is that they were made to be taken and destroyed. God never made any of us to be taken and destroyed. God is love. He made us as precious possessions, as precious children, as family. He did not set us up for destruction or create us to be taken and destroyed. Then in verse 13, it says that these beings will be paid for their injustice. That means that they will receive the reward of unrighteousness. It says they are disgrace, reveling in themselves and self-delusion, and reveling together with the person. In other words, the spirit has gotten the host, that would be you or me, to agree with it. I can't stop. I can't stop smoking. I can't stop drinking. I can't whatever. We agree with this thing, and now we're both going in the same wrong direction.
Very good. That brings us back to verse 14, having eyes full of adultery and that cannot cease from sin. Beguiling, unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. Now we see the fruit, which is addiction. The giveaway that tells you that this is an addictive spirit are the words, cannot cease from sin.
And let me just interject here, where it says having eyes full of adultery. That doesn't mean a sexual sin. It means spiritual idolatry. We're putting something over God. That's adulterous behavior.
Amen. Anything you participate in that you cannot lay down as an act of your will, even after praying about it and giving it to the Lord as sincerely as you know how, shows an addictive spirit at work. When there is something more powerful than you drawing you in at the first temptation and controlling your life, that spirit is firmly entrenched. This is where the addictive spirit takes control and beguiles you. Unstable souls means unfixed or vacillating in the spirit. Look at Proverbs 25:28. He that has no rule over his own spirit is like a city that is broken down and without walls. You can be beguiled by that sneaky, addictive spirit and end up in a state of being where you cannot cease from sin. The spirit will make you believe there's nothing you can do to stop the behavior. And then the same spirit will lead you into doubting God. Well, you know, I asked God to take this away and he hasn't. Maybe he's not big enough to solve my problems, or maybe he just doesn't care about me, or you know, maybe he's okay with this. Remember that Satan's purpose is to separate you from God, his love, his person, and his word, and to separate you from others, and to separate you from yourself, to put you into self-guilt, self-conflict, self-hatred, defeat. Addictive spirits set you up this way.
Wow, they do. They do. Somebody's getting their eyes opened out there right now. I can feel it in my spirit. And, you know, there are other things that we say when we get into that, when that spirit starts causing us to doubt God, things like, well, you know, God made me this way. Or if God wants me to quit smoking, he'll do it. You know, or, you know, any number of those kinds of statements that are totally opposed to God's word. So the end of that verse, the heart they have exercised, well, who exercised it? The evil spirit of addiction exercised it. The heart they have exercised with covetous practices. Look that up and you find it means fraudulency, extortion, and greed. Ugh. The addictive spirit has committed fraud against you, turned you from a blessed child of God to a cursed child of God. I know that there are many people out there that can relate to this. There are some who have lived it. Have you ever felt that way? Have you experienced the curse of addiction in your life? Has smoking robbed you of good health or given you bad teeth? Have drugs enticed you with a state of false peace, left you unable to cope with your life, caused you to go into pride and arrogance? Have you lost money, time, self-respect, your job, friends, family, the trust of others? Have you lost your trust in God? If the answer is yes to any of this, then it's time to get rid of the addictive spirit because he is not your friend. And I want to give a little testimony here. Back in the day, I was a smoker, and I really wanted to stop smoking, to quit smoking. Well, I must have stopped 100 times before I finally quit. And one of the things, it was a psychological addiction as much as it was a physical addiction, in that I was alone a lot, and I was deselected by men in my life. Relationships never seemed to work out. I didn't really feel like I fit in my family. Lots of different things. But I always had my cigarette. It became a friend to me. It became a valid reason for me to take a break from my job and not just strive and work all the time. I could take a smoke break, right? So that thing that was killing me became my friend. And it's hard to give up a friend. I needed deliverance. And thank God I got it.
Hallelujah. So here are a few other forms of addiction. Some have already been mentioned, but they bear repeating. Legal and illegal drugs, including alcohol. Eating disorders, such as anorexia and bulimia. Food addictions, such as sweets or carbohydrates. Addictions to lust, pornography, masturbation, gambling, entertainment, addiction to entertainment.
That's a big one. People don't even realize.
I have a relative, close relative, that said to me one time, I just have to be entertained.
Well, you know, and I know a lot of people that, they won't leave their TV if there's a football game on.
Okay, moving along. Intellect.
Yeah, you can be addicted to what you think you know.
Absolutely. Which is a form of pride, and even foul language.
Amen. Now, Satan knows our nature, that we were created to love and to be loved. He does not want that nature manifested. So he sold us a lie in our youth that we can manage our lives. And that we're to look to other people and even objects to fulfill our need for love. We look to our parents. We look to our friends. We can even look to our automobile. You know, you have to think about, you've known a person over the years that just babies his ride. I mean, you know, if you were to put a scratch on that car or, you know, even treat it like a car, he gets highly insulted. There are people like that. We look to objects even to fulfill that need for love. I was looking to a cigarette for years. No matter who leaves me, I'll always have my cigarette. It's loyal to me. It loves me. Ha ha. When we are not filled with God's love, then Satan will bring in a counterfeit to fill the emptiness. We've been programmed to believe that things around us would meet our needs. We've been trained to look at creation rather than the Creator. And because of all that, if we are not filled with God's love, then Satan has a real easy time bringing in a counterfeit to fill our emptiness, to cause us to want to escape and to think that we are escaping into something. God is interested in meeting every need that you have. He wants to introduce himself to you and make himself known in your life. No one will ever have a spirit of addiction without also finding in there an unloving spirit, also known as Antichrist. the Antichrist unloving spirit. Wow. We're going to look at that spirit next week. Do not miss it. It may even take more than 1 week. There's so much to say about it. But the three strong men are the same in both addictions and the unloving spirit. And they're the same as we talked about the last 2 weeks in occultism. I will refresh you. The first one is spiritual bewitchment. There are two main voices of spiritual bewitchment. The first one says that the work of our hands can make us more righteous, or that I can do it myself, or I can do it in my own strength, or whatever, whatever. The second one says, you don't have to do anything. God will do it all. You've got grace. Now, both of those mindsets or belief systems, those voices of spiritual bewitchment, are the upper swing of the pendulum. One says, whatever I do can make me righteous. The other says, I don't have to do anything. I've got grace. But we need balance.
Amen. We need to understand that the way in is the way on. You need to receive God's approval, not fall into dead works looking for his approval.
Right, just receive it.
Amen. God is 100% about acceptance of us, total acceptance. His nature is to accept us and to look for a way to be face to face with us. Wow. The enemy will use spiritual bewitchment to breach the foundation of love for God, for yourself and for others, saying that God doesn't really love you. When nothing has changed. This has causes you not to love yourself or others, opening the door for bitterness, rejection, the unloving spirit, and fear to come in. This in turn causes you to go looking for love in all the wrong places. We got a song out about that, right? And the result is addiction as you try to fill the love void. Don't live for God. Live from him. Wow. Don't live for God. Live from him. Let him manifest through you. If you are passive, you think you don't have to do anything. Or if you go into overdrive, you think you have to do more and more and more. You will be spiritually bewitched. One of the things spiritual bewitchment will do is to make you think there are shortcuts to getting your needs met. You think if you were driving the wagon, everyone would be farther down the road. Well, you know, that's what happens in churches today. People begin to criticize the way those in leadership are doing things. If I was in charge, we'd be way back doing much better. We'd have a bigger crowd, wouldn't we? Well, if that's you, don't worry. You'll get your turn to be criticized soon enough. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Keep that in mind. Higher level, bigger devil. The second strong man in addictions is drunkenness and deception. They go hand in hand. The spirit of deception lulls us to sleep and invites the spirit of drunkenness to bring in all kinds of substances to give us soothing that is not of God. So one thing you can do to help yourself is to ask yourself, At what point in this relaxation am I filled with the Holy Spirit? At what point in what I'm doing is the Holy Spirit evident? You know, spirits in a bottle, liquid or pill form, they are false comforters. They are rightly named spirits in a bottle. They will leave you in the same place you were, only your wallet could be lighter, your family more distant and less trusting. Your faith will shrink, and the enemy can then take more ground from you.
The more you attach yourself to spirits of deception and drunkenness, the more layers of denial and hardness set in. You may even begin to think, this is the way the world is, or this is the way the world should be. The third strong man in addictions is witchcraft and pharmakia. Doesn't this sound familiar, like occultism? Talked about that one last week. As we stated, the same evil principalities hold addictions in place. Witchcraft is a very powerful, deep bondage where a person believes that there is a source other than God that can meet their needs. The enemy makes a way for us to become dependent on something other than God, and once again, we're seeking the created, not the creator. Seek the creator, not the created. We are to seek the creator, not the created. Don't let me confuse you there. We are seeking, you know, well, I'm going to move on. We are seeking an immediate effect. Did you want to say something? We're seeking an immediate effect, immediate control over our situation. If you have a dependency on drugs, you already know that medicine is not the cure for spiritual problems, and it diminishes your faith. If you have a dependency on alcohol, then you already know that alcohol doesn't solve the problem or relieve the emotional pain. How many of those bartenders, you know, tell you that they are the nighttime psychologists? Everybody comes to cry, you know, cry over their beer. How often we heard that statement, right? It only increases your problem and, again, diminishes your faith, which can deliver you from your problem. Finally and again, there's only one way to overcome addiction, and that is through the love of God. Come back to your first love and submit yourself daily to his authority. You must believe that what he desires for you is what is best for you. Remember what Jeremiah taught us about God when he said the following: his thoughts toward you are all of peace and not evil, to give you an expected end.
Hallelujah, Lord. So recognize, admit it, repent, and remove that sin issue from your life. Remove the thing that causes destruction. You know, when we cast out addictive and associated spirits, you are also going to have to renounce the lifestyle that they brought into you, even if you're comfortable in it. Because you're going to encounter the same familiar spirits, and they will want their territory back. So don't set yourself up for failure, please. Deliverance is not like the drive-thru at your favorite fast food restaurant. When you get it, when you get deliverance, hot now like a Krispy Kreme donut, you need to remember, it's not going to stay fresh for long on its own. It takes both deliverance and discipline to stay free from addictions. I've often said this to people. Any Christian can cast out an addiction or any other evil spirit. But unless there's some discipline and that person understands what's going on, and can recognize it, it's going to come right back, and it'll be worse.
Well, yeah,
So when you are delivered, you're going to need to form new habits to take the place of the old ones. Don't go to the same places. Don't hang around the same people. Find a way to make a new set of friends, because those guys weren't your friends anyway. Change things in your life.
Make the changes that
need to be made.
Yeah, I would say the best way to stay free is getting the deliverance ministry. That way you're constantly not focusing on your issues but on others, and you're getting deliverance every time you teach it or deliver it. Hallelujah. That's me over here, eyes watering and yawning and everything, just from learning. Hallelujah. Replace the programming of addiction by reprogramming with love. Do something for someone else. Turn your focus outward. See, that would come from the Holy Spirit, and here I am saying it in text. Instead of inward, you'll go a long way towards staying free.
Turn your focus
outward instead of inward. Hallelujah. That is such a big key. Get up every morning and say it.
Who can I bless today?
Amen. How can I turn my focus outward and not inward? Getting free is not a problem. Staying free is up to you. So step one is to decide that you really want to be free, that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, that you want your life back. So are you ready? Hallelujah. I'm going to give you over to the Holy Ghost buzzsaw here.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. I invite you, whether you think you're addicted to anything or not, I invite you to pray this prayer with me. Engage your heart in it. Speak it out loud so that every demon in hell can hear you and know that you break agreement with them. And the angels in heaven can be alerted to come and minister to you. So, as Phil said, are you ready? Here we go. Father God, in the name of Jesus, are you ready?
I'm just thinking now.
Okay. Did you have something to add before we pray?
No, I was just thinking about a situation. You know, how this is so evident that it was actually a comedy routine, but it was, you know, how Richard Pryor used to do comedy routines was always about something happened in his life, and he had was smoking freebasing cocaine or something, and the pipe blew up and burned him all up. This is a true story. So he was doing a routine about that. And the routine, he kept saying, Jim Brown, who's the football player, was a friend of his, and he came in, and Richard was smoking on his freebasing pipe, and Jim Brown walked up to him and just stood there and said, "What you going to do?" And he would say something like, "Well, no, me and the pipe, we got this handled." And he would puff on the pipe, "We got this, you know, we're buds, we're chums, you know." And then Jim Brown would say, "What you going to do?" And that was all he said. And it actually finally broke through to him what he was really doing there. So he felt that pipe was his security. But yet, and the real, so he made a whole routine. It was funny as could be, but it was so evidently true and related to this type of thing. And it's not just the crack pipe or the freebase thing, but it's so many other things that we can put before God, and we have to decide. We have to make a decision.
Right. What you going to do?
What you going to do? I'll leave.
Okay. Well, you going to pray?
Yeah, I'm going to pray.
All right. Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Father God,
amen. I choose to forgive my ancestors.
I choose to forgive my ancestors.
And any other persons in my life.
Any other persons in my life.
persons in my life
who may have opened the door,
who may have opened the door
for spirits of addiction,
for spirits of addiction
to attach themselves to me,
to attach themselves to me,
or to take up residence with me.
Take up residence.
I forgive them and I release them from responsibility.
I forgive them and release them from responsibility.
For any curses of addiction.
For any curses of addiction.
And any addictive spirits that have attached themselves to me.
And any addictive spirits that have attached to me.
I take responsibility for those curses.
I take responsibility for those curses.
Generational and present.
Generational and present.
And I give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Give them to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Because he is my curse bearer.
He is my curse bearer.
And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
in the name of the Lord Jesus,
I break all agreement with the strong men of addictions.
I break all agreement with the strong men of addictions.
Spiritual deception.
Spiritual deception.
Spiritual drunkenness.
Drunkenness.
Witchcraft and pharmakia.
Witchcraft and pharmakia.
And in the name of Jesus Christ, I break agreement now with the spirit of addiction, including addictive spirits of nicotine, alcohol, prescription drugs, illegal drugs, recreational drugs, sweets, caffeine, and all other physical substances. Lord, I do not want these things in my life. I don't want to be addicted to food in any form. I don't want to be addicted to anything in my environment. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, for allowing the enemy to slide these things in on me. I break agreement with drunkenness and alcoholism. The alcoholic personality of anger and aggressiveness. I break agreement with compulsiveness. Deception. Denial, and all patterning of addictions. Lord, I can see how these things have affected my life.
Lord, I can see how these things affected my life.
And I ask to be made free from them.
Free.
I break all agreement with unloving spirits, unclean spirits. The spirit of bitterness,
spirit
of fear, spirit of rejection, spirits of envy and jealousy,
spirit
of victimization. Lord, I have participated with much of this. I ask you to forgive me. And I ask that these curses be broken. I break all agreement with spirits of self related to addictions. Self-destruction. Self-violence.
Self-murder.
Abuse and self-abuse. All abuse, including physical,
all abuse. Physical,
mental,
emotional,
and sexual. I break agreement with self-conflict,
self-pity,
and selfishness.
Self.
I break agreement with self-hatred and self-bitterness.
Self-hatred.
Lord, I do not want these things in my life.
things in my life.
Help me turn my focus from inward and backward.
Inward and back.
To upward and outward. I break all agreement with the lion spirit. Double-mindedness. All guilt and shame. Loneliness and isolation. I break agreement with ungodly order in the home.
Ungodly
soul ties. Lord, show me what they are so that I can forgive those people as well as myself. I break agreement with rebellion. Torment. Insecurity. Confusion. And codependency. All other associated spirits to addiction. Lord, as you show me these by your Holy Spirit, give me the courage to break agreement with them. I repent to you for my participation in anything I've named. And I ask to be made free of them. I declare the blood of Jesus is all powerful.
I declare the blood of Jesus is all powerful.
And it is effective.
It is effective.
To free me now.
Free me now.
Hallelujah. Now, now it's my turn. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take up the sword of the Spirit and I sever every generational cord of iniquity and every evil soul tie that has held any of these things you have named in place in your life. I cut through those cords completely. I send back in the Spirit every ungodly thing that attached itself to you. I take back for you every godly thing you were meant to have. I bind with the cords of Yeshua HaMashiach the strong men of addictions. I bind spiritual deception, spiritual drunkenness, witchcraft, pharmakia. I bind you and I say, you step aside because God is coming through. And in the name of Jesus Christ, I cast out every spirit of addiction, addiction to nicotine, alcohol, prescription drugs, recreational drugs, illegal drugs, sweets, caffeine, food, eating, working, objects, any physical substance. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of addictions, generational and present. Get up, get out, and leave them. They broke agreement with you. You cannot stay. Loose them and let them go. Take that dizziness out of their head in Jesus' name now. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, put them to flight. I send every one of you into the pit. That burning coals fall on you and you cannot rise again. I cast out every spirit and spirit guide of drunkenness, alcoholism, the alcoholic personality, false identity. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out compulsiveness, deception, denial, and I break all patterning of addictions. In the name of Jesus, you are broken. I break all trauma that led to addiction. In the name of Jesus, I break your power. And I cast out every spirit of fear associated with you. Get up, get out, go. I send all of you into the consuming fire of God and I reprogram. Lord, come and reprogram your people with your perfect love. I speak to unloving spirits, unclean spirits, spirit of bitterness, spirit of fear, spirit of rejection, spirit of envy and jealousy, spirit of victimization, Loose them. I cast you out now. Leave from every cell in their bodies all cell memory of anything I've named. I cancel your memory. I cancel your assignment. I speak to spirits of self associated with addictions, self-destruction, self-violence, self-murder, self-conflict, self-pity, self-hatred, self-bitterness, all abuse and self-abuse, physical, mental, emotional, sexual. Get out. I cast you out from every cell in their bodies now. Go to the pit, everything I have named. Father, send your angels a burning judgment, destruction to enforce this decree in Jesus' name. I speak now to the lion spirit, and I cast you out. Come out from their hearts, their minds, their lips. I cast out double-mindedness, guilt, shame, loneliness, isolation. Get up, get out, and go. I cast out all spirits that would cause ungodly order in the home, ungodly soul ties. Get out. I sever those now. I sever those. I loose you from those people. I cast out rebellion, torment, insecurity, confusion, and codependency. Get up, get out, and leave from every cell in their bodies right now. Come out of the back in Jesus' name. Come out of the back. I send everything I have named into the consuming fire of the living God, and I ask you, Father, to herd them up and send them in into that fire, into that place that you have appointed for them in the name of Jesus, where burning coals fall on them, where they cannot rise again. Lord, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Only you can do this. I speak to spiritual bewitchment, spiritual drunkenness, deception. Physical drunkenness, spirits of slumber, witchcraft, pharmakia. Loose them. I tear down your stronghold. I tear down the altars that have been built to you. And I ask your demolition crew, Lord, to crush those stones. To crush them stone by stone into fine powder to be blown away by the wind of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And come, Lord. Let your spirit blow upon us. Fill us with new breath, your breath, the breath of life, the resurrection power. Fill us with your purity. Fill us with your courage. Flow through us, Lord, with your river of living water to refresh, renew, to wash out the cell memories of evil, to wash out the cell memory of addiction. Wash through us, Lord, and fill us up with your living water. Fill us to overflowing, Lord. That every thought in our mind glorifies you. That every word from our lips magnifies your name, glorifies you, Lord God. That our words are so pure in your ears. Thank you for your peace. Fill us with your peace, Lord, your perfect love that casts out all fear, and your perfect acceptance that pushes out rejection. Fill us now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Oh, amen. Take a breath out there. Take a breath. Breathe in the peace of God. Receive new life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Whew. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. You have a comment or a question? Please, no long testimonies. If you have a comment or a question before Pastor Phil blesses us, push your *6 keys. That will unmute your phone. I know the Holy Spirit is still moving out there. Just receive. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Phil to seal this word and this freedom. And to bless us tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. We worship you. We worship you, Father God. Holy, holy, holy are you, Father. Fill us afresh, Lord, with your Holy Spirit now. Fill in all the empty places with the balm of Gilead, the healing anointing. Fill us up. Fill us afresh. More, Lord, just fill us, fill us, fill us. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus to cover and protect, to fill up. Fill us up, strengthen us in your ways, your glory, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the anointing on your word, that it goes forth and it does not return void. Freedom, chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you for that, Lord. Only you can do these things, Lord. We cannot do these things. You can do these things in your spirit, in the spirit realm. And we thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. It breaks every yoke. It breaks every chain. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And I just ask you, Lord, to seal this word in our hearts, Lord, that we can operate through it, in it, all that we say and do. Free us, Lord. Be free. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I could just thank you and praise you all night long. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to say now, in the name of Jesus, I bind any retaliation in the spirit realm that comes from any evil source that will try to attack God's people and to enter into areas. This is, we are God's property. You take your hands off Satan. This is God's property here. And you have no right or no invitation here. So take you and your filthy demons and go in the name of Jesus. Fill us afresh, Father God. Only you can do this, Father. Thank you, Lord. And as Aaron blessed the children of Israel in Numbers, the 6th chapter, I bless your people. Hallelujah. We've already been blessed, but we retain, continue to be blessed, continue to be empowered, continue to be strengthened in your ways, in your perfectness, Lord. You are holy, and we bow our knees to you, Lord. Yivarach Adonai Ve'yishmarecha Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha Yifunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Elecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift his face unto you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift his countenance unto you and give you shalom, give you peace. And I add in Yeshem Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, who is the Sar Shalom, who is the Prince of Peace. Thank you for your blessing, Lord. Thank you for your freedom and deliverance. Thank you that it continues on after we get off the line tonight. And people continue to get free. And I ask a shield of protection over your people, that no retaliation from the enemy can enter in that through that shield, and that we will have your peace tonight, sleep good, tomorrow empowered in you, in all our ways, Lord. Thank you for your presence in our life. Thank you for peace. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for all that you are and all that you do. We honor you. We glorify you in the mighty, precious, powerful name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good night, everyone. We will be back here in the morning at 7:15 for the King's Table. Again, on Monday of next week, 8:30, and Friday night, we will have another powerful word. And then Monday night, we're going to start looking at the Antichrist unloving spirit. So God bless you all.
God bless you.
Thank you,
God
Charlotte.
Bless. Good night.
Thank you. Thank you, Claudia.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, Jim.
Good night.
Sweet. Have sweet sleep.
Ooh, hallelujah.
We love you.
We love you too, honey. All love and blessings gratefully received. Praise
Amen.
God.
Praise the Lord.